225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick's.
Hey, God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Good evening, everybody. And greetings in that all-powerful, blessing and healing name of Jesus. This is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Brodnick's, and you are now in tune to the Master Key Program. Yes, we are here to build your faith, and to build your expectancy. Yes, expectancy gives birth to miracles. And I believe in miracles. So I want you to get ready to get that form in your hand. And I want you to get ready to dial you a miracle today. The saints of God, they are calling from all over the world. When I say all over the world, Pakistan, I mean the UK, Barbados, listen, Nassau, Bahamas. People are calling this prayer station from all over the world. James Broadnax, why are they calling? Because they are getting blessed. They are getting results. Sick bodies are being healed. Sons and daughters are being delivered by the power of God. That's what prayer would do. Well, Apostle, how do you help people so far away? Barbados, how do you help them? Them in Jamaica, how do you help them? Those in the UK, those in Africa, Lagos, how do you help them? I help them through the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Because there's no distance in prayer. There's no distance in the spirit. We all have been baptized into this one spirit and body, which is Christ Jesus. And the Lord Jesus told us in St. John 14 and 12, he said, the works that I do, greater works than these, should you do, should the preacher do, should Broadnax do, because I go to my Father. Well, I believe the word of the Lord. And I believe that my assignment is to pray the prayer of faith to God, the God of the Bible. And I believe that when I pray that prayer of faith for the believer, then God works the miracles that the believer need in his or her life. Listen to me, you there in Pineville and Jonesville, Vidalia, Natchez, Mississippi, Gina, Marksville, Cottonport, Simsport, Alexandria, Pineville, Boars, Lake Charles, Opelousas, Grankato, Sunset, Cottonport, wherever my voice is heard. This is no accident that you are listening to me right now. This is divine appointment. Yes, I am the same Apostle Broadnax that used to be right there at 109 Texas Avenue, and they call it at that time the Blessing Center. The same James Broadnax. I've been now living in Alexandria for about 26 years. And they said, I thought, Apostle, you had left Alexandria. I've been living here in Alexandria for 26 years, pastoring churches around the world. I'm just about home every week, you know. But I tell you what, my heart is here. And on yesterday, to receive those calls and to hear those mothers that are hurting, crying out for their sons and their daughters. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It really took me into a place of prayer just to hear their burdens and to feel their infirmities. And this is what I am anointed to do, is to pray the prayer of faith. Some of you listening to me, it's not another conference you need. It's not another summit you need. You know, it's not good preaching that you need. Because good preaching without the anointing, I come to realize that it's no good at all. It just messes with your emotions, but it never changes anything in your life. But it is the anointing, according to Isaiah 10 and 27. It is the anointing, not only that breaks, but it's the anointing that destroys. It destroys. It destroys whatever spirit that it is that is working against you. So that's why I am here. I'm not here because I don't have anything else to do. I'm very busy for the Lord. But I'm here because God told me to be here. God told me to get on this radio station and to build the people's faith, to build the people's expectancy in this region. There are some things that must change in your life. It's not the will of God for you to keep scraping at the bottom of some devil's barrel. It's not the will of God for a child of God to always be looking for a handout. No, we want hands up. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind, there's an anointing that is hitting this region. And God's going to raise up entrepreneurs, business-minded people, success-minded people. You're going to birth ideas, money-making, blessing ideas. I believe that with all my heart, soul, and mind. I believe this anointing is going to heal the sick. I do believe that. Sometimes when the doctors look at your chart and they shake their head and say, there's nothing else we can do. Let me tell you something. That's his report. Woo! Glory to God. But there is another report. And that is the report of the Lord. Listen to me. My question to you, my brother, my sister, whose report are you going to believe? Well, I don't know about you. I go to the doctor every year. I take my physical. You know what I'm saying? And if anything's going on, you know, I want to know what's going on. But let me tell you something. Even after the doctor's report, there is a report that will override the doctor's report. And that is the report of the Lord. And the report of God said, I'm the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. Psalms 107 and 20, God said he sent his word, healed us, and delivered us from all of our destructions. That is the report of the Lord. But
honor and glory.
When Apostle Brodnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This is my name, is Sister Maddie Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore, you were at Pastor Jackson Church. Maddie Moore, and I thank you so much, and praise the Lord, and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God healed me from hepatitis C. Maddie Moore, God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here. Mm-hmm. But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night.
And it's Pastor?
Yeah, in Owen.
And Owen.
I appreciate
it. All right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
And you was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just got out of the hospital. They said my heart was, condition was a rare fibrillating, heart fibrillating.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time I had went in there, they said it wasn't, they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum. It wouldn't stop. And they say I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out. And it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here. And I couldn't breathe good. It was just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Woo! Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
If I ascend to the heavens, Lord, you are there.
Well, beloved child of God, you have been listening to miracles as they happen through the prayer blessing ministry of Apostle James Brodnax. Well, you know, Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, the works that I do, greater works than these, should the preacher do, should James Brodnax do, because Jesus said, because I go to my Father. And I just believe the word of the Lord. And when I pray that prayer of faith, God worked out miracles that you need in your life. Well, listen, if you don't get through today, meet me on the prayer line every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. in the morning for 1 hour of power. Yes, Apostle Brodnax, I am live, praying for God's people every Monday through Friday for 1 hour. All you must do is to write this number down, 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. That's tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. And every morning, 6 a.m., dial you a miracle. 318-754-0382. 0382. Well, you know, the old clock on this wall is saying, Broadnax, your time is almost up. You got to go now. But let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, dear God, for your miracle-working power, for the anointing that destroys every yoke and lifts every burden. Now, I pray for every child of God under the sound of my voice this day. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless them spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, personally, and financially so. In Jesus' name I pray, and I will see you on the next Master Key program.
KAYTKQJO.
Show me how to talk
in your
Can't tell me he won't make a way. Listen up. Thank you.
of the new year. The best variety in music.
Great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough.